Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 119 today, verses 145 to 152. Psalm 119, verses 145 to 152. The psalmist goes on and says, "With my whole heart I cry, answer me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes. I call to you, save me, that I may observe your testimonies. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your words. My eyes are awake before the watches of the night, that I may meditate on your promise. Hear my voice according to your steadfast love. O Lord, according to your justice, give me life. They draw near who persecute me with evil purpose. They are far from your law, but you are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are true. Long have I known them from your testimonies, that you have founded them forever." Now, we've been looking in Psalm 119 as we've been going through this over the last couple of years on Saturdays. Well, not just Psalm 119, but all of Psalms. But we've been noticing in Psalm 119 our need of God in His Word. And we've seen the constant attacks of the enemy that the psalmist is dealing with and talking about. We also know that we need to call on God and rely on Him. All these things we have seen throughout our study of Psalm 119. But let me ask you a question today. Today's challenge is this. Is calling on God the first thing you do each day? Or do you have a tendency to kind of go alone at first and call on Him when all of a sudden trouble arises? You see, the Bible talks about the fact that we are to spend all of our time meditating on God and His Word, talking to Him in prayer. And if that's the case, it needs to be the first thing we do. We not just get up in the morning and have a quiet time and then go on and do our own thing. We are to learn how to walk with God continually. That's what Enoch was commended for. He was commended as someone who walked with God, and God then just took him to go be with Him. And we look forward to the day when He's going to rapture us and take us to go be with Him as well. But in the meantime, I'm just going to show you a few. The scriptures are full of passages that talk about the fact that we're to be talking with Him all the day, which means you wake up in the morning and you just say, "Hello, Lord," and you begin to talk to Him and pray, and you spend time in His Word and you allow Him to speak to you. You meditate on His Word and allow Him to speak to your heart throughout your workday, or you're being a homemaker or your school or whatever it is you're doing. Listen to Psalm 1, verse 2. This blessed is the one whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and on His law he meditates day and night. It's a continual thing. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, it says, "Praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication." And then he says, "To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints." We're to be praying all the time, being led of the Spirit as we pray. Oh, and also in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." So if we put this stuff together, that we're to meditate on God's law day and night, if we're to pray without ceasing, if we're to pray at all times in the Spirit, we need to learn how to walk with God. Let me give you an encouragement. If you've never read the book, and it's a simple little, almost a pamphlet type of a book, called The Practice of the Presence of God, written by a man named Brother Lawrence. You'll find this book in Christian bookstores. It's really easy to find. You can even go online and Google it and find The Practice of the Presence of God. You'll find that this was a book, actually it was a compilation of letters that a monk was writing to a friend about how he came to realize that if the Bible says he was to be praying at all times, he had to learn to practice God's presence, and it changed his life. And it actually has had a profound effect on my life as well. And I hope it will for you as well. As we've been looking here in Psalm 119 and the many different sections of it, we're to focus on God and His Word. We're to lean on Him when we're under attack. We're to call on God and rely on Him, but we are to do it at all times. And we need to learn how to practice His presence, how to pray without ceasing. When I'm preaching and even teaching, I'm talking to the Lord and listening to the Spirit, and He'll show me what to say and what not to say, or what to leave out, or He'll bring something to my mind to add. We need to learn how to do that, each of us. And the only way is to know His Word and to meditate on it day and night and talk to Him continually. And you learn to develop how to hear from Him and commune with Him. I hope this helps someone out there today. I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.